Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Friday of the 25th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we examine Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 67. Heidelberg Catechism question 67. Are both the Word and the sacraments designed to direct our faith to the sacrifice of Christ on the cross as the only ground of our salvation? Yes, truly. For the Holy Spirit teaches in the Gospel and assures us by the Holy Sacraments that our whole salvation stands in the one sacrifice of Christ made for us on the cross. In recognizing that the sacraments, as instituted by God for His Church, are signs and seals meant to convey His grace to His people by the power of the Holy Spirit in conjunction with the Word, we also affirm that they are rooted in the cross of Jesus Christ. For without the cross, there are no sacraments. Without the cross, baptism would only be water poured on one's head. It would signify little more than just getting wet. Without the cross, the Lord's Supper would be only eating bread and drinking wine. It would seal nothing to the believer. For the purpose of the sacraments, along with the Word, is to point the people of God to Jesus Christ and His sacrifice on the cross every time they are partaken of. For it is only as we look in faith to the cross of Jesus Christ that we will find ourselves redeemed from sin and death. The grace of God that gives us life everlasting gives us first the good news of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ as the only ground of our salvation. Concerning baptism, Paul points out in Romans 6, verse 3, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death?" And in looking to the Lord's Supper, he tells us in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." The language of the sacraments is the language of death, not ours, but Christ's. And, in being the language of Christ's death, they are to us the language of eternal life. In administering the Word and sacraments, faithful churches absolutely must point the people of God to the cross of Jesus Christ, for it is only in Christ that we have life. It is only in Christ we receive the grace of God. Apart from Christ, the ministrations of a church are empty and hollow. The sermon becomes a speech or a talk, perhaps nice, but not anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit to change lives or affect salvation. The sacraments become motions to go through, conferring no grace, affirming nothing other than the ability of a people to eat, drink, and pour water on each other. For so many contemporary evangelicals who find the sacraments stodgy and devoid of meaning, the Catechism and the Scriptures would agree. To practice the sacraments as ordinances and a matter of law makes them a burden and discounts the grace they are meant to convey. To observe them merely as memorials is to ignore the covenant promises of God given throughout history all the way into the future. For while the sacraments do point us back in time, to the cross in particular, they also point us upward to our Savior risen and ascended, who is at present interceding for us. And they point us ahead, to that final glorious day when we shall be brought into heaven itself, there to find eternal comfort, peace, and joy. Unless the sacraments point to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, in which is found the whole of our salvation, they are indeed empty. But practiced rightly, they are full to overflowing with the grace of God and the gospel of His Son. Word and sacrament together are the primary and secondary ways that God has ordained to give grace to His people again and again, every time we come to Him, every time we gather, every time we utilize them according to His promises, that as we rejoice in Him, he might receive all glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.